Hello?
Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Can you please confirm your zip code?
11230.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm sorry, I don't understand you. What are you saying?
Sorry, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people,
yes,
are you not registered? Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
1968.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? You can select all that apply. White, Black African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native. Thank you so much.
White.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, or did not vote?
Donald Trump.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote, certain to vote.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
7.
Thank you so much. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. A 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
3.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it's my duty to vote this year. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, or does not matter at all. Protecting LGBTQ rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Does not matter much.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much.
Matters a lot.
Protecting abortion rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters somewhat.
Thank you so much. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, protecting LGBTQ rights, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it is convenient, I will vote, I doubt I will vote, no chance I will vote.
No chance I will vote.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it is convenient, I will. I doubt I will.
If it is convenient, I will.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will. I doubt I will.
I want to vote. I want to vote and probably will.
Protecting abortion rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will. I doubt I will.
If it is convenient, I will.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or will you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or will you not vote?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, third party, independent candidate, or will not vote?
Republican candidate.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
No change.
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. As certain protection to the state bill of rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy, adjusts but puts these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution, a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
No, I would vote no.
Thank you. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution? You can select all that you think that apply. Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, prohibit housing discrimination, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting right protection, prevent discrimination based on age, provide protections on the basis of gender, put protections for abortion into the state constitution.
So the question is, if this was passed, if it would do all these things?
The question is, based on your read of this amendment, the previous amendment, do you think this amendment would put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to read the options again?
No, I understood the options. I just didn't understand the beginning of the question. Yeah.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Okay. Which option do you think that applies? You can select all the options that apply.
All of them. Yeah, all of them.
Okay. Thank you so much. Just one second, please. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Probably vote no.
Thank you so much. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated? Much more motivated to vote on the amendment, somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment, no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote on the amendment, much less motivated to vote on the amendment?
No difference.
Thank you. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups from 0 to 10.
Strongly agree. That's 10?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. From 0 to 10?
9.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. From 0 to 10?
It's important to protect what?
Trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
Strongly disagree.
Would you say, from 0 to 10, which number?
0.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination?
8.
We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion from 0 to 10?
8.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
1.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
10.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
10.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
8.
Thank you so much. Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I will vote no.
Thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Will you definitely not vote?
I'm almost certain to vote.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A says, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B says, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Statement B, much more, or don't know.
I'm all confused already.
Sorry, I can read it again if you like.
Okay, let's try. I forgot what the beginning of the question was, so can you start it again?
Of course. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A says, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And statement B says, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
Okay, so now I have to say which statement is convincing, statement A or statement B?
That's correct. Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Or statement B, much more.
Statement A, much more.
Thank you so much. Next, I am going to read you something that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means that you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 5, and 10, sorry, 0 and 10.
Okay.
The government is supposed to work for people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elect politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
Three.
Thank you. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. With this amendment, will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
Three.
Since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. From 0 to 10?
1.
Thank you. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
1.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protection to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
I'll vote no.
Thank you so much. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state and local offices, and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey, and is that somewhat or much more or less likely?
No change.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
8.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
1.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
I don't know. Strong or not strong?
Yes.
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, other?
Student. I'm in school. I guess homemaker you could write, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
250,000.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.